Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time into something I think we can all relate to, memory. But we're going to be looking at memory through a bit of a different lens. We're going to be talking about not just human memory, but also artificial intelligence
Interesting.
and this idea of hallucination.
Hallucination.
To guide us on this journey, we're going to be looking at the work of a Turkish artist named Tolga Ünsüm, who has this really fascinating art series also called Hallucination.
Oh, interesting.
And what he does is he takes these real photos and blends them with AI-generated imagery.
Okay,
And I
so
think
he's like sort of blurring the lines then?
he is blurring the lines, and that's what makes it so interesting because he then goes on to analyze these images through the lens of psychoanalysis.
Psychoanalysis. Oh, wow, that's
Yeah, so we're talking Freud,
okay.
Jung, Lacan, all the big names. And it's really making us think about like what happens when technology starts to
Mess with our perceptions.
mess with our perceptions of reality,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I have to admit, when I first saw some of these images, I was a little like
Oh, really?
unsettled. There's one in particular where it's these two young girls looking at the camera and their faces just have this like
AI
AI
quality.
quality to them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just makes you question what you're seeing.
Right. And like, what is real, what isn't
Exactly. And it's subtle. You know, it's not like this.
in your face kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's more subtle.
It's subtle, but it's enough.
And that's what makes it so, I think.
Yeah. And it really connects to this idea that memory itself
Isn't
is our view,
not perfect.
right? Like
Like,
our memories are not these like perfect recordings of the past.
And you know, he and so he uses this analogy of looking at an old family photo,
Yeah.
you know?
Like we were talking about before, you see the image,
Yeah, you see the image.
but all those other things that go with it.
Right, all the sounds, the
The
smells.
feeling, the emotions of that moment. They're hazy, you know?
They're interpreted through our current lens.
Yes.
So like how we feel now about the past is affecting how we remember it.
It's like our brain is trying to like
Fill in the gap.
fill in the gaps, but sometimes it fills it in with
Not quite the right
not
information.
quite the right information, yeah.
Yeah.
And now we have AI doing something kind of similar.
Yeah, but with a different set of tools, right?
Completely different set of tools. So when we talk about AI hallucination, we're talking about when AI generates these outputs that are just factually incorrect or don't align with the data it was trained on.
Right. So it's almost like it's making stuff up,
Yeah.
but it's
Yeah.
doing it based on what it knows,
Yeah.
but not quite in the right way.
It's almost like when your phone autocorrects to something that's just ridiculous.
Yes,
So you're like,
exactly.
I did not mean to type that.
And you know what you meant,
Yeah.
but your phone's like, no, I think you meant this.
Yeah, I think you meant
Right,
platypus.
exactly.
But it's really highlighting this key difference between.
Human memory and AI memory.
Yes,
Right.
because with humans, we are all about emotions,
Yeah.
personal
Our
experiences,
subjective filters,
our subjective
it's all very
filters.
personal and messy.
Yes, and our memories are constantly being rewritten.
Yeah, by our current selves.
It's almost like we're telling ourselves stories
Yeah.
about our own past.
Right,
And
exactly.
then AI is learning from these massive data sets, this big data,
Yeah.
right? And it's creating this vast memory bank of information.
Yeah.
But it can misinterpret it, misapply it,
And that's where the hallucination comes
and that's where the hallucination comes in.
in.
So both humans and AI,
Can have these faulty memories.
but for totally different reasons.
Totally different reasons, yeah.
That's what I find so mind-blowing about all this.
Yeah.
And Unson's art is making me think about how those two types of memory
Could be interacting.
could be interacting in ways that we don't even fully understand yet.
Yeah, because like you said, we're in this new territory
Yeah.
where these things are starting to overlap
Right.
and blur.
And he's really using his art to delve into not just the mechanics of memory, but the deeper like psychological and philosophical implications
Of this new era.
of this new era. And
That's what makes his work so relevant today, I think.
yeah.
Because he's tapping into something
Absolutely.
that we're all kind of grappling with.
Yeah.
Like, what does it mean for us
Right.
to have these technologies that are so
And
powerful?
that can like manipulate
And that can change
our perceptions of
our
reality.
understanding of what's real and what's not.
And it makes you wonder, like, is AI in its own way
Yeah.
experiencing those anxieties as well?
Because it's learning from us, right?
Yeah.
It's learning from our data,
Right.
from our images.
What happens when it starts to question the authenticity of those sources? Okay, now that's getting really deep. But I love how he's using art to make us think about these questions.
Me too.
In a way that feels both personal and intellectually stimulating.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's a really fascinating artist.
He's doing something really unique.
Definitely.
So we've got human memory with its emotional filters.
Yeah.
We've got AI memory with its big data quirks.
Yeah.
And now we have artists like Tolga Umsun
weaving it all together.
Weaving it all together in a way that makes us question not just what we remember,
but how we remember.
But how we remember and what it means to remember.
In this age of technology.
Yeah.
Where everything's kind of up for grabs.
This is already so much more than I expected. Where do we even go from here?
Well, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I think we need to take a closer look at how Umsun is using psychoanalysis to actually interpret these images.
Okay.
Because he's drawing on some pretty complex concepts.
Yeah.
But I think we could break them down
in
a way that's insightful and accessible.
Let's do it. I'm ready to dive deeper into this rabbit hole.
Let's go. You know what really struck me about Umsun's work? Is that he doesn't just use any old family photos.
Oh, really?
For his hallucination series. Yeah, he specifically picks ones that already have like a certain ambiguity or tension to them, you know.
Now that you mention it, I do remember noticing that. Like the expressions on people's faces, the way they're positioned in relation to each other. It's like there are stories.
Hidden beneath the surface.
Yeah, hidden beneath the surface.
Yes.
And that's where the psychoanalysis comes in.
Right.
Right? He's using those theaters to try and unlock those stories.
Yeah, to explore the psychological undercurrents.
Yeah, the stuff that's like simmering beneath.
Right, exactly.
The surface of these like seemingly ordinary snapshots.
Yeah, it's like he's saying, okay, here's this photo.
Yeah.
But there's more to it than meets the eye.
Can you give us like a concrete example?
Sure.
Because I'm still trying to wrap my head around like how psychoanalysis applies to AI-generated images.
Right, so let's take, for example, the photograph of the two women.
Okay.
With kind of unclear facial expressions.
Yeah.
Umsun connects this image to Freud's concept of repression.
Repression.
Yeah.
Now, I've heard of that term, obviously.
Of course.
But like, can you give us a refresher? Like, what is that?
Yeah, repression, it's basically the idea that we unconsciously push unwanted or disturbing thoughts or feelings or memories out of our conscious awareness.
And we like bury them?
We try to bury them, yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like imagine trying to shove a beach ball underwater. It might disappear for a moment, but it's going to keep popping back up.
Oh, I like that.
Somewhere else.
Yeah.
So repressed memories and emotions, they're kind of like that.
Okay.
They don't just disappear.
Right.
They can continue to influence our thoughts, our behaviors.
It's like sweeping something under the rug.
Exactly.
But it can still trip you up later on.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. So how does this relate to Umsun's image of the two women?
Yeah.
He's suggesting that the AI's difficulty in generating clear facial expressions might reflect like the inherent difficulty we have in accessing and expressing our own repressed emotions.
So the AI is like struggling.
Struggling, yeah.
To bring those hidden emotions to the surface.
All right.
Just like we might struggle to confront our own repressed memories.
Yeah, and so these blurred faces become this kind of visual metaphor for the ambiguity and inaccessibility of our own inner world.
That's fascinating.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's like it's mirroring back to us our own anxieties about what's like lurking beneath the surface.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder like what would happen if the AI could access those emotions?
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
But I'll see what you're saying.
Right. What kind of images would it create then?
Yeah.
It's a really interesting question.
Okay. So we've gone from talking about like faulty memories to now like the subconscious and
AI. And how AI might be susceptible to psychological phenomena as well.
My mind is blown.
Good. I'm glad.
We're getting into like really profound
philosophical territory.
Philosophical territory here.
Yeah. And that's what I think is so cool about Umsun's work.
Yeah.
He's not just presenting us with pretty pictures.
Right.
He's really using art as a tool to explore what it means to be human in this like.
Yeah, this crazy
technological landscape. Yeah.
Technological landscape we live in.
Totally.
Speaking of complex landscapes.
Yes.
There's another image that I was really drawn to.
Okay.
The one with the two men in the historical setting.
Yes. That one's particularly interesting.
Yeah. I remember feeling particularly drawn to that one, but I couldn't quite put my finger on why.
Well, that image, I think, is really rich with with symbolism.
Okay.
And psychological implications, especially when you view it through the lens of Jungian psychology.
Okay, so we haven't talked much about Jung.
No.
Can you just give us a quick primer on like what his theories are all about?
So Jung was really fascinated by this idea of the collective unconscious.
Okay.
Which is this deeper layer of the unconscious that we all share
okay.
as human beings. So like this vast reservoir of universal archetypes and symbols and myths
okay.
that are passed down through generations.
Okay.
And they shape our understanding of the world, even if we're not consciously aware of them.
So it's like this shared pool of ancestral memories.
Exactly. And experiences that connect us all, even across cultures and time periods.
Wow, that's pretty wild.
Yeah. It's a very powerful idea.
Okay, now I see how that could connect to this image.
Right.
Right with the two men. Those AI-generated faces.
Yeah.
They're not just representations of those specific individuals.
Right. They become stand-ins.
Yeah.
For every man.
Yeah.
Throughout history.
It's like he's saying
yeah.
that our personal memories aren't just about our individual experiences.
Right.
But also these larger cultural narratives that we inherit from the past.
Exactly. And the use of AI adds this really fascinating layer.
Uh-huh.
Because it suggests that even artificial intelligence
yeah.
can't escape the influence of these deep-seated human patterns and narratives.
I'm starting to see how all this ties together.
Right.
We've gone from talking about faulty memories to like the collective unconscious.
Yeah.
And now AI might be
reflecting.
Both reflecting.
Oh, reshaping.
And reshaping these patterns and narratives.
And this is where it gets really interesting. Because what happens when AI starts to generate its own archetypes?
Whoa.
Its own myths, its own narratives.
Okay.
What does that mean for our understanding of ourselves and the world around us?
That's a huge question. I don't know if we have time to unpack all of that in this deep dive.
Yeah, maybe that's a deep dive for another day.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something worth pondering.
I'm already starting to see the world through new eyes.
Me too.
And I'm sure our listeners are too.
I hope so.
But one of the things I think that art can give us is that ability to see the world anew, to question our assumptions, and to really embrace the complexities and ambiguities of human experience.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself.
And I think Tolga Inson's Hallucination series is like a perfect example of how art can do that.
Yeah.
He's asking us to consider not just what we remember, but how we remember.
Right.
And what it means to remember in an age where the lines between reality and simulation are becoming increasingly blurred.
Exactly.
It's a conversation that I think is only going to become more relevant as technology evolves.
Absolutely.
And I think his work is a really valuable contribution to that conversation.
I agree.
Speaking of conversations,
yes.
I feel like we've only just scratched the surface.
Oh yeah, there's so much more
of this whole topic
to explore.
There's so much more to explore.
Definitely.
So where do we go from here?
Well, I think for now, let's take a step back and consider some of the broader implications okay. of what we've discussed so far.
Sounds good to me. I'm ready to connect these ideas to the bigger picture.
Let's do it.
You know, as we've been talking about Tolga Ünsün's work
yeah.
and all these big ideas, you know, memory and AI and psychoanalysis,
uh-huh.
I've been thinking a lot about like my own relationship with old photos.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, you know, I used to think of them as like these objective records of the past.
Right.
Little windows into a moment in time.
Yeah.
But now I'm realizing they're anything but objective.
Right.
They're so filtered
yeah.
through our perceptions, our memories, our emotions.
Our interpretations.
Yeah. And now with AI entering the picture.
It adds another layer, doesn't it?
It's like it's adding like another layer of interpretation.
Right.
And it makes me wonder like what will happen to our collective memory.
Yeah.
As AI becomes more and more sophisticated.
Hmm.
Will we even be able to distinguish between real memories
right.
and AI-generated ones?
That's a good question.
Or will the lines become so blurred
yeah.
that it won't even matter anymore?
Yeah, I mean, those are some really big questions.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone has the answers yet.
Right.
But I think it's important to be having these conversations now.
Absolutely.
Before the technology advances even further.
And I think artists like Tolga Ünsün are playing like a really crucial role in that conversation.
I agree.
Because they're using their creativity to make us think about these issues
yeah.
in these new and unexpected ways.
They're pushing the boundaries.
Yeah. And, you know, earlier we were talking about that photograph of the two men
right.
in the historical setting
mm-hmm.
and how it relates to Jung's concept of the collective unconscious. And it made me think about how AI art itself is becoming part of that collective unconscious.
Wow, that's interesting.
Right.
It's almost as if AI is not only reflecting our collective memories,
yeah,
but also contributing to them.
Exactly. Like, think about the sale of Edmund Bellamy for over $400,000,
right,
that event.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you think of AI art,
yeah,
that became part of our cultural narrative.
It did.
It signaled a shift in our relationship with, like, creativity and authenticity.
Exactly. And it raises questions about what we value in art.
Yes.
You know, is it originality? Is it technical skill?
Right.
Emotional impact? Yep. Or is it something else entirely?
Right.
Something that AI might be able to offer in ways that we haven't even imagined yet.
And that's where I think it gets really interesting, right?
Yeah.
Because AI art is challenging us to reevaluate our definition of art itself.
It is.
You know, it's forcing us to confront the possibility that creativity might not be solely a human domain.
That's a scary thought for some people.
It is a scary thought.
Yeah.
But it's also exciting in a way.
It is. It's exciting. Yeah. It's challenging our assumptions.
It's challenging our assumptions about what constitutes real art.
Right. Like, we tend to privilege art that's created by human hands.
Yeah.
That expresses human emotions, that reflects human experiences.
Right.
But what happens when AI starts to create art that does all of those things? Mm-hmm. Do we just dismiss it because it wasn't made by a human? Or do we open ourselves up to the possibility that AI might be able to offer us new and valuable perspectives on the world?
I don't know if I have the answer to that.
Me neither.
But it's a question worth asking.
It is.
And I think Tolga Unson's work, with its blend of, like, human and AI elements, is a perfect example of how we can start to bridge that gap between human and artificial creativity.
It's not about replacement. It's about collaboration.
Yes. I love that it's not about replacement. It's about expansion.
Exactly.
And it makes me think about that quote from the AI researcher Ian Goodfellow.
Oh, yeah.
Who said that AI has the potential to revolutionize not just art, but education design, all sorts of fields.
All sorts of fields.
Okay.
He really believed that AI wasn't meant to replace human creativity.
Right.
But to enhance it. To open up new possibilities that we can't even imagine yet.
It's like giving us a new set of tools.
Yeah.
A new way of seeing and interacting with the world.
And who knows what we'll create with those tools.
Who knows what amazing things we might create. It's exactly.
It's an exciting time to be alive.
It is.
Even with all the, like, uncertainty and anxiety that comes with these rapid technological advancements.
Yeah.
There's also this sense of wonder.
Yeah.
And possibility that's hard to ignore.
I agree. It's a very unique time in history.
And I think that's what Tolga Unson's hallucination series captures so beautifully.
I think so, too.
It's not just about the flaws of memory or the quirks of AI.
Yeah.
It's about the beauty and the complexity of human experience.
In this increasingly complex world.
In an age where the lines between reality and simulation are becoming increasingly blurred.
He's inviting us to embrace that ambiguity.
Yeah.
To question our assumptions, to see the world with fresh eyes.
And that's a really powerful message for all of us.
It is.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I think we're left with more questions than answers.
As always.
But that's okay.
That's a good thing.
Right, because those questions are the fuel.
Yeah.
For further exploration, for deeper understanding.
And for a more nuanced appreciation of this really complex interplay between human and artificial intelligence.
Well said.
So on that note, I want to encourage all of our listeners to check out Tolga Unson's work for themselves.
Yes, definitely.
His images are both visually stunning and intellectually stimulating.
They are.
And they might just make you look at your own memories and the world around you in a whole new light.
Until next time, keep diving deep and keep questioning everything.
I like it.